California Citrus Research Board President Ken Keck, just back from Mexico, getting a first-hand update there on the use of the Tamarixia wasp to help control citrus psyllid populations in the battle against HLB.
California has a great tradition of integrated pest management, and the Mexicans, of course, are also no stranger to the importance of biocontrol when it comes to particular pests. They've been at it for several years. They're a little ahead of California in raising a particular little wasp that, in essence, parasitizes the nymphal stage of the psyllid.
Keck points out this particular wasp plants its own eggs in the fourth or fifth final stages of a psyllid's development, thereby killing it before it matures.
And that's exactly what the Mexicans are using to try to contain their psyllid populations. We in California are beginning the process of getting mass production of Tamarixia going. And so we wanted to know, what is it the head start the Mexicans have had on us in raising this little wasp? What is it we can learn from their production methods?
Keck also explains California is actively seeking contractors to start rearing these wasps for use here too. But he also says with caution, while the wasp may be another tool in some situations, it is no silver bullet.
If we are looking to absolutely eradicate the psyllid, this is not the tool. Just for the simple biological fact, this wasp only feeds on psyllid. And so if you don't have the psyllid in an area, you can't actually maintain and support the wasp. It's a unique host feeder. It only feeds on one thing.
The Citrus Research Board's Keck adds, however, it can be very useful in urban settings and in areas where commercial growers are close to or adjacent to an urban setting. You'll soon find the full 17-minute interview with Ken Keck at our website. I'm Gary Cooper for AgnetWest.com.